Airbnb is revealing that Winnipeg is one of the most booked affordable Canadian cities across our country. And to talk about that, we welcome in Canadian policy lead for Airbnb, Nathan Rothman. Nathan, thanks for doing this. How are you?
Nice to chat with you today, Jim. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, it's appreciative. I wasn't shocked by this, but it's still pretty good information for Winnipeggers when it comes to Airbnb. Give us the details on where Winnipeg ranks.
So Winnipeg was amongst the most booked trending affordable cities in Canada. Basically, we looked at listings where the average daily rate was approximately $135 Canadian, $100 US. And Winnipeg joined four other cities across the country coming out on top, including Gatineau, Prince George, and two others. But what it really shows is that Canadians are really excited to travel domestically in 2020, or were excited to travel domestically in 2023. And it looks like 2024 is gearing up for much of the same.
Yeah, that's interesting. And Winnipeg, because of this, is a more popular destination or just a popular destination?
Winnipeg is a more popular destination. We've seen growth in the city. And it speaks to a lot of what Winnipeg has to offer. But we're also finding, I think, at a time of increased economic insecurity, that folks are really looking to travel domestically. A lot of people, according to Abacus data, a lot of Canadians are looking to travel within their province in 2024. And they actually reported recently that like 70% of Canadians plan to travel domestically in this year.
And the other thing that stands out to me about this, Nathan, and you would know better than I, like I assumed anyway that Vancouver, Toronto, Calgary, and Airbnb would be more expensive than Winnipeg, but the four cities you mentioned, like Gatineau and Prince George, Saskatoon and Kitchener, I think when people think Airbnb, they think of vacation, holidays, and hotels, and this is an alternative. I don't think they like when I see these cities, Kitchener, Saskatoon, Gatineau, Prince George, that's a lot of friends and family, right? Like there's a lot more people coming to visit each other because of what we've been through, I think, with the pandemic and understanding that, you know, this is a great alternative to a hotel for 3 or 4 days.
We've seen a really big increase in families traveling together in larger groups and Canadians traveling for different purposes. Airbnb disperses travel beyond just those downtown cores. So if you're going to visit your grandmother for her birthday in a suburban part of any city, you're likely going to look for something more to closer proximity to where you're going. And that's why we're seeing this kind of travel increase.
Right. Interesting. So it is a lot of families, friends, as opposed to business or holiday.
That's right. And I mean, we're excited also that 40 different Canadian towns welcome their first guest this year. And so we see this travel dispersal really spreading out beyond the core of major cities. I'm going to pronounce this wrong. Neepawa, Manitoba welcomed its first guest this year. So there's all kinds of small towns where people are going to visit for a whole variety of reasons. If they're exploring, they're visiting friends and family, they're going for a family event often.
You nailed it. It's Neepawa, Manitoba. And that stood out to me as well when I was reading the survey, the report that came out. 40 Canadian towns welcomed their first guests last year with 95% being non-urban cities and towns. What does that mean?
Oh, we're seeing a lot more people travel to more rural destinations. And so people looking to get that real Canadian experience up in the Interlakes, visiting, spending time with their family and friends, potentially after not seeing them for some time, and living that real Canadian cottage type experience throughout the country. And so we've seen growth in those non-urban destinations, especially where folks are looking to gather in small groups to connect or reconnect.
Right, indeed. So Airbnb business is doing well?
Yeah, you can check out our quarterly filings. But what's most important is that it puts all of the earnings here. 97% of what is earned is earned by hosts living in these communities. And so the fact that Winnipeg is a trending destination and a growing destination for guests means that there's a lot of money being put into the families in Winnipeg who are sharing space in their homes or sharing their home when they're not using it, which is really a benefit both to those individuals but to the whole community that guests are visiting.
That sounds like Winnipeggers to me, Nathan. Like we like to sort of be fruitful and gain a little extra if we can do so, for sure. Any idea on the numbers of Airbnbs in Winnipeg?
I don't have that right in front of me. Okay. I know there's a new bylaw that was put in place recently. We've been working with the city on that. We'll make sure that we, continue to share information with our hosts about local rules to ensure, community safety there.
So. Yeah, no, and I understand that too. And we knew the new regulations were being talked about. It's been a topic in the city, but I was just wondering in general, Winnipeg and Manitoba, if it was a growing industry and there's more people doing it and such.
Yeah, I don't have that right in front of me, unfortunately.
Okay, no, that's no problem, because we were having you on to talk about the other good news of just how popular Winnipeg is. So I appreciate you sharing that info, and we really appreciate it. It was an interesting read. I appreciate you being here.
Great, thanks so much.
You as well. Yeah, thank you. And we thank him, appreciate him being here. Nathan Rothman, Canadian Policy Lead for Airbnb.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.